Blog Talk Radio.
If you've ever needed God to come through for you, and he did, this is a celebration of the grace of God. Let's go. Kim Burrell.
My testimony is real. Yeah. I came this far by faith.
About you being with us tonight. Hey, let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise. If you listen to this live right now or later on, you better give God some praise for life. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right, hey, let's get ready to go to another song here by Brother Charles Jenkins, and this is a powerful song, guys, because as you know, we're in a spiritual war, each and every day. So get your armor on, guys. This is Straight to the Point with tonight's host, Apostle Geraldine Clark. She'll be coming up here shortly.
Might as well put your hands together.
Give the Lord a hand cup of praise for these powerful songs tonight that Apostle Clark loves. I love it. Thank you so much, Apostle, for sharing those songs with us tonight. Amen. Hey, we got to give honor to the wonderful, wonderful songs tonight. Charles Jenkins and Tim Burrell on Grace. So we thank God for that wonderful song that's going to be playing for the next 5,000 years, probably. Amen. Amen. We just heard from Charles Jenkins. Yeah, this means war. Folks, we are in a spiritual war each and every day, so you got to put that armor. This is the word of God. You put that armor on every day as soon as you wake up. Matter of fact, we might even need to sleep with it sometime as well. That's Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with tonight's host, Apostle Geraldine Clark. Hey, real quick announcements, guys. First of all, we want to announce that Apostle Geraldine Clark is with us on every second and third Mondays, guys, on the network. So put that on your calendar, second and third Mondays. Yes, she's with us, 8 p.m. Yes, yes, yes. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And check that daylight saving time as well, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that number is going to be 347-843-4559. We thank God for Apostle Geraldine Clark coming out of Florida with Faith to Glory Ministries. I love it. Thank you for the Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle, for being with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, some quick announcements. Want to let you know that the authors, this is Dr. Henderson now, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson has sponsored and put together and coordinated the Authors Ball that's coming up at the end of this month, actually 23rd coming up. Yeah, it is sold out, guys. Some quick announcements on that. It is sold out. What a great thing. And for those who don't know what the Authors Ball is, real quick, people, these are authors from around the globe that have been nominated for Best Overall Written Literature, Best Nonfiction Literature, Best Fiction Literature as well. And we're just excited about that. And the awesome event is going to be in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, Marriott Capitol Hill, Saturday, March 23rd. Once again, the tickets are sold out, guys. The tickets, you may be able to fit one in, maybe, I don't know. But the tickets are sold out, glory to God, on Saturday, the 23rd. Yeah. At 7 p.m. Amen. So we're excited about that, guys, and we're always excited about what Doc is doing on the network as well. Hey, we want to honor, too, those who sponsored and are part of the wonderful Authors Ball. Here's some of the sponsors and the business spotlight real quickly, guys. I'm going to go right through them real quickly, if you don't mind, just to take a time. We want to hear the word tonight. Amen. Hey, one of the sponsors is DayYL.com. Ladies and gentlemen, DayYL stands for Three Generations of Royalty and Strength. The company is founded in year 2019, offering its customers with total body experience and providing skincare, body care products, as well as accessories and apparel for all skin types and genders. So we thank God for DayYL. Also, too, High She Consignment Boutique, Women's Apparel, and then we got Virtual Consulting. .com, building businesses worldwide for excellence. We also have the author with Dolores T. Henderson. She has 7 books out there, guys. 7 books on Zulon Press, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon and Apple iBooks, guys. And you can catch her on those areas. Just type in Dolores T. Henderson on those networks. Also, too, we have Right Touch Cleaning Services. They know how to clean offices and homes very well. Yes, the Right Touch Cleaning Services is one of the sponsors for the Office Ball. The Men Let's Talk Network is also, Kevin Vaughn is the CEO and founder of that. Dr. Janet, international author, Dr. Janet Palmer, she is also an author, speaker, and a wonderful, wonderful recipient, I believe, of the award she got. You can catch Dr. Palmer at DR. That's drjanetpalmer.com, drjanetpalmer.com. Also, too, we have Survivors Global Ministries, guys, is one of the sponsors and business spotlight tonight. That is Survivor Global Ministries Organization. Powerful, powerful. They do such great work there. We also have Dr. BTH Ministries, Inc., another part of Dr. Henderson's network as well in business. We have conversations with Christina, Faith Glory Community Empowerment Center. And keep in mind, guys, you can Google all of these, or most of them are going to be on Facebook as well, but definitely can Google each one of these as well. Faith Glory Community Empowerment Center, Chitwood, this is Ann Chitwood Financial Services for the Ministry as well. That's Chitwood and Chitwood Financial Services for Ministry. And we have International Congress of Churches and Ministry, the ICCM. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, we have ICCM Bible Institute. And these are the Author Ball Award Dinner sponsors and business highlights. So we thank God for you and praise the Lord for everybody. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we want to release the mic and get over to Apostle Geraldine Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, she has faced the Glories Ministry. She's on and part of the family now on Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson. And she, again, she's here with us on second and third Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Check that Daylight Savings Time guide. Make sure you get the right times as well. But without further ado, we need to bring in the woman of God, Apostle Clark. God bless you. Welcome to the network.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening. Good morning. Amen. Radio listeners. Amen. Don't touch that dial. Yes, you've tuned in to Straight to the Point radio broadcast. Hallelujah. With Dr. Dolores Henderson. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Geraldine Clark of the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast. I'm excited tonight. Glory be to God. I thank God for all you radio listeners. Amen. Chime somebody in. Call them. Text them. Let them know to tune in to Straight to the Point broadcast. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. And I'm excited about it. I'm learning. Amen. Those of you other than the sound of my voice, that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Hallelujah. I bless God for all of you. Amen. I bless God for all of you. Hallelujah. I want you all to call in and let them know that the woman of God is on the radio broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. So that number is, once again, I think we might open the lines tonight. Glory be to God. The number to call, amen, is 347-843-4559. Straight to the Point broadcast. Amen. Thank God for those of you. Amen. We had an awesome time last week. We're on. I'm on every month, every second and third Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So prepare yourself. Amen. I believe that the Lord, those of you that are responding to the word of the Lord, God have a special blessing for you as you stay consistent to the sound. Hallelujah. Something about the sound of the Holy Ghost when we yield to the sound of God. Hallelujah. So Straight to the Point broadcast, they're on every week, amen, but Apostle Geraldine is only on the second and the third Monday. Glory be to God. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. We're going to proceed on and let God have his way. I feel a resting in the realm of the Spirit. I feel the resting God, and I just want those of you under the sound of my voice, glory be to God, to pray with me. Stay in expectation for a word from the Lord. You have to put a demand on the anointing. Glory be to God, and I believe if you put a demand on the anointing, that which you need, God will minister to your need in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your presence here tonight. I thank you, God, for your presence here this day in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father, that you will minister to the spirits of your people. For God, you're knowing what the people are standing in need of, and I'm asking, God, that you will minister to their needs, that I will forever give you the glory. I'll forever give you honor, and I'll forever give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And God will forever, hallelujah, exalt you. We'll forever, hallelujah, glorify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you tonight, God, hallelujah, as you make teaching easy, teaching and preaching easy. Glory be to God, that those that have an ear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church in Jesus' name. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I can just get a hallelujah from somebody, I say, God, say, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to lift up God and glorify God. I say, is there any elite warriors out there? Is there any praisers? Is there any prayer warriors out there? Amen. In radio land, I want you to know you're at the right place at the right time. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God will forever give you praise. The Lord has been getting to deal with me. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for your presence being in the midst of us. God, let your word go out into this earth realm. that it will minister to the souls of your people. God, that you will be glorified. I can't thank you enough, God, for your presence. I thank you, God, for allowing me this opportunity to minister to your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, believers, amen, those of you under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, I want you to know, amen, that the Lord has a word for you. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, amen, I feel like teaching tonight, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Maybe some other time I might get a hoop, amen. But right now I feel a preach because I said the Lord began to deal with me. He said, I want you to talk to my people. He said, I want you to tell them, hallelujah, glory be to God. I want them, hallelujah, to let me be God in their life. And if they will lift me up, they're going to see my glory in this season. Glory be to God. They're going to see my hand upon them in this season as you yield to the Holy Ghost, as you surrender, elevate your mind. That's your key word for the night. God said, I want to talk to the mind. I want you to understand the power of your mind. Hallelujah. The enemy has launched out an attack against the mind of the believers. Hallelujah. Amen. The believers are getting weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants to wear you out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you got to elevate your mind. Elevate your mind. Continue. As believers, we must set our affections on things above. What's wearing us out is that we've got our mind on the things of this earth. And when you have your mind on the things of the earth, it will wear you out. He said, but let your mind work for you. You got to let your mind begin to work for you. I said, you got to think on things. Amen. You got to think on things that are pure and honest and of a good report. He said, if there be any virtue in you, if there be any praise, I want you to think on these things. I want to sharpen your mind. It has nothing to do with your age. I want to sharpen your mind. I want your mind to be elevated. Some of you, you're thinking too low. He said, your thinking is too low. I want to enlarge your vision, but you're thinking too low. You got to elevate your mindset. You got to, amen, begin to think on things outside of the box and not be confined by the things of the world system. Glory be to God. He said, but for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So now if it's in your heart, it's in your head. And God say, I want to cause many of you to enlarge yourself in this season, glory be to God, but you got to cast down imagination. You got to cast down all the negativity that the adversary has been trying to bring to you. He wants you to exalt your problem over the promise. Ooh, God, I thank you. I said, God say, amen, you got to exalt your promise over your problems. I said, you got to bring your problems down. Amen. Cast them down because this is what's been hindering you, amen, from your business expanding because you're limiting God to your natural mindset. I want to cause your mindset to be enlarged. I want to cause your business to enlarge itself. Therefore, you would sometimes, amen, in order to enlarge yourself, you got to get it around those with a larger vision. I mean, some of us, your vision is too small. God said, I want to cause your vision to enlarge itself. But in order to enlarge itself, you got to get your mind. You got to elevate your mind. You got to elevate your mind. Hallelujah. He said, you got to link your thinking with the thoughts of God. See, we're worried about the thoughts of man, but you got to get the thoughts of God. You got to get outside of a way they did it then. God said, I'm giving you a new strategy. I'm trying to do a new thing in you. Amen. And shall it not spring forth? The only way it's going to spring forth if you elevate your mind. He said, link your thinking with the thoughts of God and not man. Nor situations. Come on. No world condition. And if we would do this, I don't care what come upon this land. I don't care what's going on around you. He said there's no world condition that can stop you from becoming selected to become. Come on. Uh-huh. I said, God wants you to focus there on what you desire. Amen. He began to tell me, he said, Geraldine, your vision. Amen. You got to get a new vision. Amen. That the old thing is not working. I'm trying to do a new thing in you. Amen. And shall it not spring forth? Huh? You got to understand believers. You got to understand those of you, you entrepreneur. Amen. You businessmen and women of God. I want to enlarge your thinking. I want to enlarge you. You cannot keep holding on to the old. I'm doing something new in your life. And if you will allow me, I will enlarge your territory in this season. I will enlarge your business in this season. One thing how we sometimes get messed up because we're afraid to listen to people that are more smarter than us, more intelligent than us, amen. People, amen, that know more of us, that's a good place to be. Come on. These are thinkers. Come on, somebody. These are men and women that have overcome, amen, where you're trying to go. Ooh, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God. So you, therefore, you got to begin to think outside of the box. Hallelujah. Let your thoughts, amen, be of God and not of man. Because God said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hear me? Amen. So you got to broaden your mindset. Hallelujah. Not allow your natural man to get into the way of the things of the spirit. God said, I want to enlarge you. My God, I thank you. But you got to think. Come, you got to think outside the box because you're thinking too small. Uh-huh. I want to cause you, amen, to expand. I want to cause many of you, amen, but you got to believe these things, amen. The reason why things are not happening for us because we really don't believe. We're saying things, but we don't believe. Another thing is we don't have the vision before us. Hallelujah. God said, I told you to write the vision. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Come on, you got to put it before you. You got to see it. Come on. You got to think it. Come on. You got to eat it. You got to sleep it. Glory be to God. You got to see it. He said, I told you, amen. That's what he told us in Habakkuk. He said, write the vision. Come on. You got to get that mind together. You got to get your thinking together in order for God to enlarge yourself. Somebody say, I'm enlarging my mindset. I'm enlarging my vision. My vision, amen, is expanding. I know, amen, he began to say in the book of Habakkuk, hallelujah, he said the vision is yet for appointed time. For many of you, it is now your time. Huh? Get the vision. Quit allowing the natural to get in the way of the spiritual thing. Your mindset, your head. Get out of your head and allow the Holy Ghost to take you beyond your head. Come on. The Lord began to tell me, he said, Geraldine, you got to do something different now because I'm trying to stretch you to a broader place. And when you're going into a broader place, you got to do something that you've never done before. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, it's the power of your mind. Amen. Recognize the power of your mind in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ's vision. Your mind is carrying the vision. Come on. This is why, amen, your mind is limited. This is why you're coming to a place now, he say, write that vision that they that read it may run with it. Come on. This vision should be so large that even, amen, you have that vision. Come on. You have that mindset. Glory be to God. And it is so large that it supersedes you. That means even after you leave this earth realm, the vision that God has given you, come on, amen, the mind, the genius mind that God has given you because you have wrote the vision, the manifestation of the vision that you wrote will manifest itself even after death. That's a place to be there. Come on, in the mind. Come on, somebody. Let's get vision. Come on. We thinking too small. God, I thank you for your presence right now, and I give you all the glory. I thank you for enlarging the mindset of your people. Don't allow your yesterday to get in the way of what God is trying to do for you today. Hallelujah. Let your mind work for you. You can have just what you say. Huh? I said, you can have just what you say. Amen. If you can say it, if you can see it, it will manifest. Come on. This is why he said, I want you to write your vision. Amen. And I want you to make it plain, the vision that I'm giving you, and they that read it shall run with it. Come on. You got to get your mind together. Somebody say, I'm getting my mind together. I'm getting myself together, and I'm working the vision. I'm writing the vision. I'm making it plain. I'm writing that which God told me, amen, to write. I'm doing what God told me to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to see it. Come on. Are you seeing it? Are you visualizing it? Because a lot of things we're doing, but we don't have vision to it. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to write that vision. Amen. You got to read that vision. You got to eat that vision. Come on. Huh? Glory be to God. You say the vision is the faculty or the state of being able to see. Uh-huh. Come on. Get those thoughts together. Get your mind together and begin to see. Put it before you. Amen. The vision that God gives you, and let God work the vision that he gave you. Glory be to God. It is the ability to see. Come on. I'm not talking about just seeing through the natural eye, but you got to have a spiritual eye. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is how many times we miss, amen, the vision. We miss, amen, the move of God because we're looking for everything right now. If you put that vision before you, that vision gonna work itself. The more you put it before you, the more it will manifest itself. Somebody say, I'm working the vision now. Hallelujah. I'm seeing it before me. Come on, somebody. I got eyesight to what God is saying to me. I got eyesight to where God is guiding me. I'm getting eyesight to where God is directing me. I'm not just out there moving. Mm-hmm. I'm not just out there running from one place to another. Many of us, we're doing 10 and 20 things. We are jack of all trades, and we have mastered none. Ooh, Lord, I lost some folks then. Hallelujah. But it's because you don't have the vision before you. Oh, my God. I said, you got to write it, amen. It's good to have vision. It's good to see, amen. But you got to write this vision and make it plain. Glory be to God. And see the hand of God. He said, the ability to think. Come on. That's the mind. The ability to think about or plan the future. That's, come on, that's vision. Come on. With imagination. Come on. What imaginations? What are you thinking? Most of the time, we're thinking of defeat. We're thinking what we don't have. We're thinking what we ain't got. Come on. Hallelujah. But if you're going to carry vision, glory be to God, you got to think beyond what you don't have. You got to see that the Lord has destiny helpers. God has men and women in God in place. Huh? Not only in God, he said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. A lot of us is missing the move of God because we stuck in one place. I often talk to the people about a kingdom mindset. When you're a kingdom mindset, you're not just locked into the four walls, but you're out in the earth realm. Right now, I'm in the media. Uh-huh. Amen. You got to go into arts and entertainment. Amen. There's people that God put in place. Get the vision. God, where would you have me? Come on. Because most of those in the body of Christ, amen, they're doing a lot of struggling. Glory be to God. So therefore, amen, if we just rest in God and get vision. He said, I have men and women are waiting. They are willing, hallelujah, to run with the vision. Put it before them. Lord, I thank you for your presence here, and I give God the glory. I said, we give God honor. Hallelujah. I mean, thoughts are things. Your thoughts are things. Huh? Your thoughts are things. Your thoughts have real substance, believers. He's saying, although your scientific instrument can't yet measure them, a millionaire, can you see it? Come on. Work in the mind. Come on. Come on. Come on, let's put it there. Let's see it there, and let's work it. Huh? Faith without works is dead. Many times we see it, but we're not working it. When you're working, you got to apply yourself. I said, you got to apply yourself. I'm not talking about just lip service. Come on, believers. Amen. Because a lot of times we just have lip service. We just talking loud and ain't saying nothing. Come on. Glory be to God. You got to work it. You got to work it. You got to work the vision. Let your mind work for you. And if you let your mind work for you, it will direct you. it will guide you. That's what the world says to say, let your mind work for you. But we let the Holy Ghost, we let the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of us guide us and lead us into a plain path. Come on. Your thoughts are things. Huh? You might imagine your thoughts as a magnet. Come on. Magnetic. These magnets go out into the world and attract substance that match them. Huh? Huh? I say, this is why the word of the Lord say, as a man thinketh, so is he. If you can think it, if you can visualize it, come on. The vision, come on. You can write that vision and make it plain, glory be to God, and see it, glory be to God. You will see the manifestation of the word of the Lord that you are speaking, that you are seeing manifest itself. Hallelujah. You will know. Amen. That the word of the Lord is right all by itself. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. The reason why things are not manifesting, because see, you're saying it with your mouth, but your heart is not manifestation what your mouth is saying. It's because you're not working the words. You're talking the word, but you're not working the words. It's always important, believers, men and women of God, those of you here, there, and everywhere, I'm learning now, just not to, amen, focus and direct just toward one gender. I'm talking about men and women of the kingdom. Let's go there. Amen. The kingdom of God is without observation. Hallelujah. So the kingdom of God being without observation, amen, that's here, there, those are everywhere, because we are spirit beings. And when we understand that we are spirit beings, we can go a little further. Mm-hmm. God wants us to clarify our vision. Huh? He wants, amen, the power of your mind. Come on. Glory be to God. See, and as the vision gets broader, as the vision gets larger, come on, it needs to be on paper. Because the older you get, come on, that's a great vision. Come on. I say that's a great vision. We ain't gonna always stay young. Come on. So therefore, if you got it on paper, amen, those that read it, hallelujah, they are willing, they can be able to run with it. As long as it's in your head, come on, they cannot run with it. That means when you die, the vision dies. Good God Almighty. But if you begin to write the vision, come on, if it's in your mind, it's just an imagination. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Just my imagination, hallelujah. Amen. Just my imagination, glory be to God. But God, amen, is bringing us into a place the Lord wants us to expand our thoughts. Come on. Thoughts in the mind have made you what you are. Wherever you are right now, woo, Lord, help us today. Your thoughts in your mind have made you where you are. Mm-hmm. Your present mind is an operating center of created spirit. Watch your mind. Watch your thoughts. Come on. It only needs to be cleansed of the belief in impossible to make the impossible become possible. Huh? Come on. Let's go there. See, this requires that you go deeper. You can't stay on the surface and get this here. Come on. You got to go deeper. You got to yield more to the Spirit of the Lord. You got to lean not to your own understanding to get to this place. Hallelujah. Because some of us, our vision, hallelujah, glory be to God, is not coming into fruition. Amen. Because we really are not in that place in the realm of the Spirit or in God, hallelujah, that we would yield to God. We are not resting in God. We're busy doing our own thing. We get up daily doing what we want to do. Come on. What is the Lord saying to you? If you put that vision board before you, the vision that you have wrote, hallelujah, you'll begin to see that many of us get off course because we're not following the vision. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you write that vision and make it plain, you will see the manifestation of the vision that God have given you come to pass. Lord, I thank you for the impossible becoming possible. What is impossible with man, possible with God. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You got to know this. You can do all things. There's no restraint when it comes to the things of God. If you rely on God, if you obey his word, And his word told us in the book of Habakkuk, he said, I want you to write the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to make it plain. And the Lord answered me, write the vision and make it plain on the tablet. On the tablet. So that means we must write. So he may run who read it. For it is still the vision. Though the still the vision awaits for an appointed time, it will speak and not lie. I was talking to a young lady, amen, and she began to tell me about her mother, amen, and how her mother had a dream. That's vision. Come on. God give us vision through dreams at times. Come on. Broaden your mindset. Let's open up, amen, that God can talk to us. Glory be to God. See, sometimes we be so busy during the day, so he has to download us through the night. Lord, I thank you. And she began to talk about how her mother, glory be to God, woke up one morning and say the Lord gave her a vision and gave her a dream, amen, that she would be preaching before thousands of people. Hear me now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is why it's important that we follow after what the Lord has said. And if God said it, that settles it. See, but we got God all monopoly of how he's supposed to do things. If you're going to follow the vision, it's not your, I mean, you got to allow God to work the vision through you. And that means if God don't do it like you say do it, that does not mean that God did not say it. So I was talking to a young lady, amen, as I begin to hear the vision, I mean, what the lady was saying about her mother, amen, that she had a vision, glory be to God, that she was preaching before thousands. So now the daughter, amen, said her mother passed. Now you done got a vision, amen. You done say God won't do this and that. Amen. Now you dead and there is no manifestation, amen, of you with the vision. But she said after her mother passed, the Lord, she had some pictures and she began to put an autobiography or whatever for her mom. And she began to put it up on Facebook or wherever she put it. And she said that thing went viral less than 30 minutes. Come on. Millions of people. I see I done lost some of you now because you all would say, amen, that must have been God, because if it was God, it would have happened then. See, God does not have a limitation. We have limitations. Ooh, I felt the glory then. Come on. I said, we have limitations of who our God is. Amen. So God did just what he said he would do. He let the daughter see the vision. And the daughter began to write, the vision was before her, and she began to write the vision, and the vision came to pass. The woman, amen, preached more in her death than she did when she was alive. I feel the glory now. Are y'all with me today? I said, there's some people, amen, that God begin, when he say write it, amen, make it plain, put it before God, and let God do it. I was talking to some lady, she said, no, that can't be God. Hear me. See, when we're so finite, we can't expand our thinking. This is why we got to understand, amen, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Neither are our ways God's ways. As far as the east is and the west is as far as God is. Huh? You would never be able to comprehend the hand of God. Somebody say, let your mind work for you. Come on. She spoke it into the atmosphere. Huh? And he told the vision tarry because he was yet for an appointed time. And that one move, my God, from Zion. One opportunity. I mean, those of you under this, I say there's one opportunity that you will have in your life that will change your natural life. Come on. I say one move of God. Come on. Amen. In her case, her death was a move of God. Y'all, see, y'all getting lost now because everybody want to live and nobody wants to die, huh? But if you're part of the kingdom of God, a man born of a woman is of true days and full of troubles. Come on. I say there's a time for everything. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Come on. There's a time to laugh, and there's a time to cry. Lord, there you go. Come on. Let this mind. Come on. Let me go back there. Come on. Y'all done got lost over now. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. Amen. I thank God for those of you that are responding here tonight. Hallelujah. If thou can believe. See, the daughter believed that if her mother spoke it, it had to happen. She didn't know how it's going to happen. Come on. But it did happen. And it's still over 800 million views. People have tapped into her preaching on the video. I done lost y'all. So y'all looking for right now. Come on. We looking for right now moves. Come on. But you're not doing kingdom moves. These are kingdom moves. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for your presence here tonight. I thank you for ministering to the spirits of your people. Come on. I say you, amen. She had to begin, amen, to let her mind work for her. Come on. She had to begin to, amen, as she thought in her heart. Come on. She didn't even expect that. Come on. She did not even expect that. But God say, my word will not fall to the ground and die. Come on. I say, if God say, God will bring it to pass. Huh? I say, the thing is, we're trying to help God. I tell the people of God that it's not by power nor by your might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And if we allow God, I begin to tell God now, I say, God, anything you want done in my life, you got to do it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And listen here. If you can keep it before him, he can do it. Come on. He said, those are vision carry. He said, but for somebody, I'm getting ready to move in your life right now. I want you to expand your thinking. Enlarge your thinking. Come on. Enlarge your mindset. Hallelujah. And let me be God in your life. Hallelujah. And if thou can believe, that's Mark 9 and 23. He said, all things are possible to him that believes. To progress in any area, you have to think in a larger term. Huh? I said, you got to bring your thinking up. Come on. You're thinking too low. Huh? You're thinking too low. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. You're thinking too low. Come on. God wants you to begin to write that vision. See that vision before you. Amen. And see the complete vision and let God do the rest. Come on. Give him something to work with. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence here tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for those of you that responding to the radio broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the move of God that is taking place. I do now, amen, dedicate my thinking. Come on, let's go there. You got to get personal. I accept the responsibilities of my life. You got to accept the responsibilities of your life. I now, hear me, I now dedicate my thinking to that which I want to be and to have. Come on, I'm thinking there what I want to be and what I want to have. I'm not thinking about those, hallelujah, of the negativity. I'm casting down every negative imagination. Come on. Hallelujah. That woman had to cast down the negative imagination. God revealed himself to her because of her obedience to the voice of God. You have to obey God, hallelujah, if you're going to walk out vision. Mm-hmm. I said, Well, I said, I'm going to the left. No, that's what you said. If God given you a vision, amen, God will tell you which way to go. Not you tell God which way to go. God will tell you what to do. And you got to work that vision. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, your thoughts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I accept the responsibilities of my life. I now dedicate my thinking to that which I want to be and what I want to have. I know that I can have all the goods I can vision. Come on. Can you see it? Can you see yourself owning hotels? Oh, we just want houses and cars. But can you see yourself owning filling stations? Can you see yourself owning land? Come on. Can you see yourself owning space? I mean, can you see yourself in a larger place? Come on. In a broader place. I said, can you see yourself going to a higher place? Can you see yourself expanding? I know what society has said, but can you see yourself? You got to see this vision. Hallelujah. And though it's for an appointed time, can you see yourself married? Can you see yourself bursting forth a child? I know what the doctor said, but can you see yourself? Huh? You got to keep that vision before you. You got to keep seeing. You got to cast down the negative, what they said you can't have and what you can't produce. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's my responsibility. I now destroy out of my subconscious. Come on. Let's get it out of the subconscious mind. Every negative block. Come on. Every negative block. We cast it down now in the name of Jesus, which prevent us from demonstration. There will be no more in our mind. We are casting it down now in the name of Jesus. And we shall see the vision that the Lord have given us. Huh? We shall see the manifestation of our sons and our daughters. Come on. We shall see the words that the Lord have given us and those that we are wrote before the Lord. Hallelujah. Manifest itself in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory tonight. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. Let your mind work for you in the name of Jesus. Huh? Focus. The Lord says, tell the people to focus on what you love and draw that to you. Come on. You got to focus on that which you love and draw it to you. And that which is not productive and producing, amen, you got to cast it down. What I'm learning, amen, we don't like to repent. See, a lot of people are going off in la-la land because we're not willing to repent. If sometimes you err, amen, we're not willing to repent, we miss the move of God. Because we're leaning to our own understanding. I tell the people, if it's not in his word, if it's not his word, it's not his will. So we're not going to change God's word to make it fit us. Come on. If it's not his word, it's not his will. Hallelujah. So therefore, now you got to cast down that thought. Come on. You got to cast it down because it's not of God. God is not going to change for none of us. We're going to have to change and come conducive to his word and his will. Hallelujah. And give him something to work with. Come on. Glory be to God. You got to speak things into existence. Hallelujah. You got to cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Every high thing. That's in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, in the name of Jesus. I've learned not to condemn anyone I know for his present state of consciousness, because him calls him to be what he is. It causes us to be where we are and who we is. Come on. You're in this place. You're in that place because of your subconscious mind. Your mind is telling you this. You have wandered off. I was talking to one lady, and she said, you know, traumas will cause you to get outside the will of God. Traumas, amen, because now your mindset, amen, has gotten discombobulated because, amen, of the jaw that you have taken, the blow you have taken. Glory be to God. But you must be willing to repent. Lord, I'm with the preaching. Hallelujah. I want to teach you already your lessons, amen, so that you will understand, hallelujah, how things happen in life. Amen. It's the mind. What happened, that hit, that blow, that trauma damaged the mind. Hallelujah. And some people don't make it back, but I thank God for the grace of God. And there's somebody listening to my voice, someone that will hear this sound, that will hear this radio broadcast, and they will say, this woman is talking to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. The trauma that you had, come on. amen, amen, the thoughts, amen. It caused your thoughts, amen, to get off balance. Amen. It caused you to be jarred. But I believe those of you, amen, that will humble yourself, amen, you got to shake some things off. Amen. You got to acknowledge, amen, sometimes things happen to you and they are not your fault. Come on. Amen. But this is how the enemy attacks the mind. This is one of the ways he attacks the mind. Glory be to God. That's his assignment. But there's somebody, the grace of God is covering your mind tonight. He said, I'm increasing the power of your mind. I'm increasing you that the thing that happened to you, it will not destroy you, glory be to God, for I have need of you, glory be to God, and you must yield to the will of God and focus on things that are pure. There go that mind. Amen. You got to cast. It did happen. My God, but God said, I'm giving you the power of your mind. I am giving you the strength in your mind. I'm changing your mindset. Come on. I'm not going to allow what happened to you to destroy you. You got so much to offer men and women. Hallelujah. You got too much. I will not allow you to be defeated in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I have need of you, says the Lord thy God, in the name of Jesus. I'm covering your mind. Hallelujah. I thank you tonight, God, for covering the mind of the people, amen, in the name of Jesus. Those that are responding here tonight, those that have vision, God, guard their vision, amen. Help them to guard their vision, hallelujah. Help them to yield to your will and to your way, glory be to God. Because sometimes, as I was saying, the trauma, amen, knocks us off balance. And when the trauma knocks us off balance, it's kind of hard to get back. But the Lord said, I've come to restore your mind. God is a mind regulator. I say, God said, I'm a mind regulator. Come on, I want to regulate your mind. Lord, I thank you tonight for touching the minds and the hearts of your people. Those that are chimed in, those that are tuned in to this broadcast, that they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church in the name of Jesus, that they will not, amen, hallelujah, it will not be aborted. The vision, the dream that I've given them will not be aborted because of the attack of the mind in the name of Jesus. I'm dismantling, amen, every satanic force that had launched an attack out against your mind in the name of Jesus. I am strengthening your mind, your inner man, in the name of Jesus. That trauma, it was meant for bad, but God said, I'm going to use it for my glory. I'm using it, hallelujah, for my glory. I want you to know, amen, your vision is yet for an appointed time. Hallelujah. And though it tarries, it shall speak and not lie. My God, from Zion, I thank God for those of you that chimed in. Glory be to God to the radio broadcast tonight. Remember, radio listeners, amen. Apostle Geraldine, I'm on Straight to the Point broadcast every second and third Monday of each month. So I'll be back, amen, in the month of April, amen, the second and the third Monday. Glory be to God. And I'm looking forward to those of you under the sound of my voice, amen, responding. And also, amen, on Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday. So therefore, you can connect with me there on Facebook Live, Geraldine Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. Glory be to God. I mentioned the radio because I got so many on my live, on my Facebook, that it might take a moment to get on. Glory be to God. But just let me know, amen, that you heard the broadcast. I'm looking forward to coming back next month and making an impartation. I want to speak into your life. I want you to know, amen, that you are valuable to God. I want you to know, amen, that the Lord say, though your vision, amen, tarry, amen. I am the Lord thy God. I come to bring forth my power up back to your mind in the name of Jesus for my glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Trust in God. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. Even when you don't understand it. Amen. Trust him at his word. Remember, believers, amen, this is Apostle Geraldine of the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast. Amen. It's for all your prayer needs. Amen. If you need special prayer, glory be to God, you can dial 772-979-2332. Amen. It's 772-979-2332. Amen. When we're off the radio broadcast, amen, call in for special prayer. God bless you. And until we meet again, amen. You let the people know. Amen. Add some more people to the broadcast. Let them know. Amen. Every second and third Monday, Apostle Geraldine will be live on the radio. God bless you once again. I want to thank, amen, Dr. Delores Henderson for this opportunity to be on the broadcast. Remember, we just get straight to the point. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Geraldine Clark. God bless you, everybody. If you're just joining us, you've been hearing a wonderful word from the woman of God, the Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast. And Apostle, we got to bring in Miss Sarah. I know Miss Sarah want to say a few words here. She's been holding on and listening. So, Sister Sarah, you're on with Sister Geraldine tonight. God bless you, sis.
God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, I just wanted to say it was dynamic. The word of God came through prophetically as well as being dynamic.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I bless God for you. Amen. That's what the word of the Lord is alive. Amen. And know this, amen, that the Lord, amen, is sharpening you. Amen. I see, amen, the vision. Amen. Though it tarry.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
The Lord says they'll surely come to pass. I thank God for your encouragement. Glory be to God. I want you to, amen, let the people know that Apostle Geraldine will be on every second and third Wednesday at what time it is? You in the same area as the man of God?
Yes, I'm in. Right now it is 8 o'clock Central where I am.
Okay. You got a prayer request tonight?
Yes, I do. I'm praying that the Lord just lifts me more higher in Him. And first of all, and then second of all, I'm going to be going back to work from a total knee replacement. So I'm praying to the Lord for strength and in my health as well.
Amen. Thank you, God. You have heard the request of this woman of God. And God, you see and you know all things. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. This vision that you put before the Lord, amen, is going to take you to a higher place spiritually. Amen. It's going to take you deeper in the things of the kingdom. It's going to elevate your mindset. Amen. Your thoughts. Amen. I want you to think on things that are pure and honest and of a good report. Hallelujah. I want you to know you're going to be all right on that job. I want you to know that God say, I'm making a way for you there, though. Amen. You got to be sensitive to the voice of God and let God make a way for you. You got to hear the voice of God. I tell the people, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes God is trying to make a way of escape for us. Come on. He's trying to bring us into a new place. Huh? So even on your job, did it happen? It didn't happen on your job, though, did it?
No, ma'am. This just happened through the years, wear and tear.
So it's time to wear and tear. Okay.
Amen. For knee replacement. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you because everything gonna work well for you at the job. How long you been on your job?
I've been on there now for about a year, but I'm thinking about going on back. It was working as a preschool teacher, so.
Okay. Amen. Well, I pray that God will work it in your favor in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, He have already gone before thee. Amen. So, therefore, you just rest in the Lord. He's going to get download in you. He's going to give you a new strategy and a new instruction. How old are you now?
53.
Oh, okay. You got a little way to go, honey. Amen. Glory be to God. But I know God is a way maker, and I want you to know, amen, that the Lord have already ordered your steps there. Amen. Sometimes a reposition, and then He also give you a new position. So you are, He going to give, as you begin to bring your mind and your thoughts in, He'll give you instruction and direction on what to do because you really don't want to put all that weight on your legs, on your knees. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let him direct your steps. Amen. Let him guide you. Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, guide of God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And let us think, yes, elevate your mindset. That's what he wants you to do tonight. And think above. Amen. You don't have to get locked in just in that one little space. Come on. Sometimes he wants to take you to a new space and let him do it. Don't be afraid of change.
Okay. All right, woman
mm-hmm.
of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Sharon. God bless you and your daughter. And thank you so much for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God. Chime into
okay.
Facebook as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Geraldine Clark, 21. No, that's my cash out. Hey, I could have put that out too, Amen. But Geraldine Clark, Clarke.
Okay. And what days are you on with Dr. Henderson?
The second and third Monday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
So I'm only twice a month. Yeah, twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on Facebook weekly. Yeah.
Okay.
Amen. I'm on there every week. Amen.
Amen.
A special prayer, I gave the number. Hallelujah. All righty.
All right, Sister Sarah. Have a great rest of the evening and have a powerful week.
Okay, you too, man of God.
All right.
And woman of God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. Tonight's wonderful host is Apostle Geraldine Clark. The Just Shall Live by Faith broadcast is live right now. We're just excited about that. We want you guys to share this out. As Apostle was mentioned earlier, I want you to share this out on your network. Hey, guys, I want you to also, too, follow Apostle, too, on her Facebook page, guys. That's Geraldine Clark on Facebook. It'll be easy to recognize her there and see her on that network. And also, too, guys, if any ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you want to sow a seed, you know how important it is to sow a seed to the woman of God and into the word of God so we can keep things going over and over again as well. You can go to Zelle. You can go to Zelle and type in G Faith. That's G as in God, Faith to Glory. That's her Zelle account at AOL.com. Guys, that's Zelle. Or you can just type in Geraldine Clark as well on Zelle. Her email address, for those who like email, you guys love email. Everybody loves email and texting these days for sure. It's possible.
Amen.
I love it.
Hey,
also to G Faith. That's G Faith, that's G as in Goddard, G as in God, G Faith 2, that's the number 2, glory, at AOL.com. Cash App is Geraldine Clark 21, Geraldine Clark 21, for those who want to sow a seed there as well. And, of course, you can also sow a seed at PayPal. That's G Faith to Glory at AOL.com on the PayPal account. So we thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for you, for those listening live right now and those listening later on as well. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Clark, any final thoughts there? Any final words?
Amen. On Cash App, Geraldine Clark21, not the E. Glory be to God.
Yeah, thank you
Amen.
So much.
Cash App, Geraldine Clark21.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Thanks, Amen. Amen. All right. We thank God for this wonderful time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, remember to always, as Dr. Henderson reminds us, remember to always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other, and know that the word of God is true, and Jesus is Lord. So we thank you so much, Apostle, for being with us tonight. Amen. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song tonight from J.J. Harrison, Lord, You're Mighty. We love the Lord here, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, and we know God is amazing. He is everything that we need. So we're just excited about what he's doing. So enjoy this wonderful song tonight. Apostle, have a great rest of the day. God bless you and have an awesome week.
All right. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Talk to you soon now. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Straight to the Point with Apostle Geraldine Clark. God bless you. We'll see you guys next month with Apostles. You'll be here on the second and third Mondays of each month. Be looking out on social media for the information, okay? God bless you. The Lord is mighty. Take care now. Love you, Lord.
Lord, you're mighty.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, what a beautiful song by J.J. Harrison. Lord, you are mighty. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Straight to the Point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight, Apostle Geraldine Clark of the Just Will Live by Faith broadcast out of Florida. We're excited about her being with us and excited about you as well. Thank you so much for your time, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great, once again, have a great evening and have a great rest of the week as well. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Continue to pray for yourself and continue to pray for others as well. Take care. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. God bless you now. Take care. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye.